This week on Cinematic Sound Radio.
Is that a storm?
Sets hunters riding their pets.
We should run.
Run?
We mortals do it all the time.
Marco Beltrami scores the action spectacle, Gods of Egypt.
And where do you think you're going?
The Olympics.
You thought you might need this.
It's higher than you jumped before. Faster than you've gone before.
You can break bones. You're lucky if you can walk again.
As your coach, I think you're crazy. But as your friend, fly.
Matthew Margeson soars with Eddie the Eagle.
Listen well, because I'm only going to tell the story once. One morning, my room filled with light, and it spoke to me. It said that from my womb would come a son. You, named Jesus.
And John Debney returns to the Bible with Young Messiah. Eric Woods, and you'll hear all of this and more on this week's episode of the film, TV, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound. Home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound. Welcome to another edition of Cinematic Sound Radio right here on W Rock. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, you'll be hearing music from John Williams' Stanley and Iris, Jerry Goldsmith's 1975 Western Take a Hard Ride, Matthew Margeson's inspiring score to Eddie the Eagle, John Debney's dramatic score to The Young Messiah, a symphonic suite from Final Fantasy VII, a new recording of Vangelis' score to 1982's Blade Runner, and of course, we'll end off the show with our end title suite. Up first is music from Alex Proyas' adventure spectacle Gods of Egypt, which opened up in theaters last week and crashed hard at the box office, as well with critics. The film was inspired by the classic mythology of Egypt. The survival of mankind hangs in the balance of an unexpected mortal hero, Beck, who undertakes a thrilling journey to save the world and rescue his true love. The dazzling score was composed by Marco Beltrami, who has collaborated with Alex Proyas on Knowing and I, Robot. Beltrami had this to say about the score: "The magnitude of the music is beyond anything I have ever done before. This 2.5 hour score is the biggest film project I've ever undertaken. After all these years, that is saying something. Just mixing it took over a month, but it's well worth it, and it was really fun to stretch out my wings a bit." Proyas and Beltrami did a lot of research together to create the right sound for the film score. They watched a lot of great films that reflected the area and sensibilities they were going for, such as Raiders of the Lost Ark, Black Narcissus, and Lawrence of Arabia. These were the influences for Proyas' film, and he wanted the music to perform a similar thematic function. The score is a spectacular, lyrical, old-fashioned Hollywood large-scaled action-adventure score, and it's one of the year's very best scores. And with that, I'm pleased to present our first score of the program, Gods of Egypt, with original score composed by Marco Beltrami.
We'll be right back.
Music from Gods of Egypt, with original score composed by Marco Beltrami and conducted by Pete Anthony, with another superb recording by recording engineer John Kurlander.
Bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio right here on WRock Radio and streaming on demand at cinematicsound.net. Our John Williams album of the week is the 1990 romantic drama Stanley and Iris, a film about a struggling widow, played by Jane Fonda, who falls in love with an illiterate short order cook, played by Robert De Niro, whom she teaches to read and write in her kitchen each night. The film didn't do too well critically and also failed at the box office in 1990. However, the musical score by John Williams is one of his finest. Williams crafted not one, not two, but three brand new themes, including a charming main title piece, a playful little tune called Reading Lessons, and then a third light and breezy melody for The Bicycle. The score is dominated by soft strings, delicate piano, and flute. And it's absolutely delightful. Here now are three selections from John Williams' 1990 score to Stanley and Iris.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Stanley and Iris, with original score composed and conducted by John Williams, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Sitterband Records. We're now opening up the film music vault, and we've pulled out music from the 1975 Western Take a Hard Ride. Well, it's more than just a Western. Film Score Monthly actually summed it up the best when they released their version of this score back in 2000. Here's what they had to say. Take a Hard Ride is a buddy movie. It's a blaxploitation epic. It's got kung fu. It's a spaghetti western to boot. It's got Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, and Lee Van Cleef. It's got 1971 international middleweight karate champion Jim Kelly playing a character who dresses, acts, and best of all, kicks like Tom Laughlin's Billy Jack. By the time Jerry Goldsmith came to score Take a Hard Ride, he had already scored numerous westerns, including one of my favorites, 1971's Wild Rovers. For Take a Hard Ride, Goldsmith already knew that this film was, at its core, a spaghetti western, and was well aware of Ennio Morricone's contribution to Sergio Leone's westerns and various other Italian fare. The score, for the most part, is unmistakably Jerry Goldsmith, but he does reference certain Morriconeisms in the music with weird electronics and even a harmonica theme. The score is a lyrical delight with some thunderous, percussive, and extremely colorful action material. While Film Score Monthly's presentation of the score back in 2000 was splendid, La La Land Records, back in January of this year, released a brand new edition with a new remix of legendary engineer Eric Tomlinson's dynamic recording. Here now is music by Jerry Goldsmith for the 1975 film Take a Hard Ride.
Thank you.
A suite of music from Jerry Goldsmith's 1975 Western score to Take a Hard Ride. And that suite of music comes off the brand new release of the score from La La Land Records.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio right here on WRock Radio and streaming on demand at cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. Our last selection this hour comes from the true underdog story, Eddie the Eagle, which tells the story of Michael Eddie Edwards, an unlikely but courageous British ski jumper who qualified for the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary. As a Canadian who followed the Calgary Olympics closely, I fondly remember this heartwarming story, and now it's a full-length feature film that opened last week to favorable reviews. The film stars Hugh Jackman and Taron Egerton as Eddie. The score for the film was composed by Matthew Margeson, who has worked alongside such composers as Klaus Badelt, Rupert Gregson-Williams, Steve Jablonski, Henry Jackman, and Hans Zimmer. He's also ventured off on his own composing music to Skyline back in 2010. Eddie the Eagle offered Margeson another opportunity to compose solo, and he crafted a great love letter to the 80s. Everything from Vangelis' styled synth cues to Jerry Goldsmith-esque noble heroic horns. And just so that those 80s sounds were as authentic as possible, Margeson ended up going on Craigslist and eBay and getting a bunch of old digital synthesizers from the time period. Margeson played all of the keyboards and did the programming of the synths and performed them along with a bass, guitar, and live woodwinds. You couldn't have asked for a more perfect score for the subject matter and the time period. It's as inspiring as the true tale of Eddie the Eagle himself. And now, music from Eddie the Eagle, with music composed by Matthew Margeson. The original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Saraband Records.